Podo. You're listening to Movers and Shakers, a podcast about living with Parkinson's. The show is sponsored by Judge Nick Mostyn's Old Chambers and by the generous contributions of private donors.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Movers and Shakers. I'm Rory Catherine-Jones. All of us are here at the gates of Downing Street. We've got a very special mission. We're taking the Parky Charter to number 10. Let's see what happens.
I'm very excited. I've usually been the other side of the camera, watching people get their petitions in. I was rather taken that the Prime Minister said we're doing an extraordinary or an excellent job or something like that. But they also said that the Charter would be given the attention it deserved. Now, what does that mean? I could just see Sir Humphrey screwing it into a little ball and throwing it in the waste paper bin, but that's because I'm a cynic. I'm sure they'll take it very seriously and implement it almost immediately.
Jeremy, are you looking forward to going in?
Not particularly, no. No, I think he's a charlatan.
If you were interviewing him, what would you say?
I would say, well, are you going to act on it or not?
Straightforward.
Yeah, pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you think it means that he's not here today, Jeremy?
I think it shows he's a coward. We know he's a man with no spine, but it's really, really shocking that he can't be bothered to be here.
If the other lot get in, do you think they'll be any better?
No, of course not.
So nothing changes?
Nothing changes, no.
I have a rather different view from Jeremy. I'm much more optimistic. I think the fact that we're finally talking out and that there's so many people supporting us must mean something. You know, we can't be the unheard lot anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm determined to be optimistic, even though this morning when Rory and Mark were on breakfast television, I missed it because I was stuck in the bath. And it was just typical of me to be unable to get out of the bath in order to hear the important thing that's being said by my fellow movers and shakers. I'm very excited indeed, and I can't quite believe it. And what makes it all absolutely worthwhile was a gentleman just came up and said, "Thank you so much for all you do. It's changing my life." It's just so moving.
All right, you guys are going in.
Yeah.
Where's the judge?
Where's the judge?
Time of going in.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling, do you want to know?
Yeah.
I've got a hangover.
This is being broadcast.
Well, extraordinarily, a whole crowd of people have come from far and wide, gathered outside the gates of Downing Street to see what happens. Let's speak to a few of them.
Hi there, I'm Audrey Boyle. I've travelled with my partner from Suffolk because I think it's so important that Parkinson's is given more priority by the government and by the health service. I think it's great to meet with other people with Parkinson's and great to meet the movers and shakers. And there's definitely a militant atmosphere, so I'm quite enjoying that as well.
Hello, I'm Rowan Wathis. I'm the Associate Director of Policy and Health Strategy at Parkinson's UK. I'm delighted to be here with the movers and shakers, supporting them to get their charter under the noses of the people in power to really help make change happen for people with Parkinson's. We're not asking for the world, we just want better care and support for people, better investment in research, and for people to be able to access the benefits they're entitled to. I think it's symbolic that we're all here together on World Parkinson's Day and really trying to get our voices heard.
I'm Maureen Betts from Ashford in Kent, and I'm here on behalf of my husband who has Parkinson. And we really love the Movers and Shakers group, and we support them, raise awareness for it, and keep taking the medication and doing the exercise. Anything that can help raise awareness, because I think the neurological diseases are the silent ones, and that they're not really interested.
And do you think this might make any difference, being here at Downing Street?
Well, I hope so. I've given up my time to come here and see all these wonderful people. But no, it's been really lovely, thank you. To the pub, a nice glass of wine.
Fantastic, thank you.
I'm Christopher Lampton, and I've come down from Scotland to support the Parky Charter. And as I know this isn't going out on the BBC, I can tell you it is the most fucking awful disease, because you can't predict what it's going to do 1 minute to the next. Because the most difficult thing to communicate is the fact that you have Parkinson's disease. So if I fell over now, I'd be treated like somebody who has fallen over, not as somebody who's fallen over who has Parkinson's disease. I'm sure the presence of the movers and shakers of Downing Street will have more response than any ordinary people going.
My name's Emma, and I'm an avid listener of the podcast. I'm down here because I still think this group is an amazing group. They're inspiring, they're entertaining. I listen every single week. My father has Parkinson's. It's advanced extremely quickly since lockdown. He hasn't seen a consultant for 2 years. And everything that I hear on the podcast inspires me to just try harder for him. So I'm here for him, really. The thought of seeing a consultant within 18 weeks, it should be possible, but it unfortunately isn't possible. And I think what's interesting is hearing the different experiences that even this group of people have. And I think I'm privileged enough to live in London. My father lives outside London, and actually it's a lottery out there. Absolute lottery, and the real possibility of seeing someone that quickly is just not realistic outside London.
What optimism do you have that Downing Street will take this seriously?
I have very little optimism they'll take it seriously. I think we need a change of government. I think we need someone that will actually invest in public health. I think that we're fixing all the wrong problems at the moment, and I think that we need to invest, because I think I'm seeing this condition is increasing rather than decreasing.
I'm Rachel. I came down here today, so I've supported Cure Parkinson's for a long time.
And what did you make of the charter?
I think it's a great idea. I think, well, having just been in hospital for quite a while, I know there's a few things that definitely need changing. And so if a charter does that, that's great. 20,000 signatures is pretty impressive. I'm not sure they take everything seriously. Yeah, I hope it gets some attention. Just raises the profile of Parkinson's, because it's not a great disease to have. There's no cure. It goes on, you get worse. And
I think as well it's the fact that it's the fastest growing neurological condition, isn't it? That it's affecting huge numbers of people now, but it will be affecting far greater number in the future. And there are more, sadly, more people with young onset Parkinson's. Yeah, I'm Colleen Thurkell, live outside Tunbridge Wells. Anything that helps a cure or bring about any improvement long term will actually save the money. Any money poured in will benefit the country long term, as well as us individually.
Yeah, how old were you when you...
I'm 67. I was first symptoms 6 years ago.
I had it when I was 37, so I've had it for 16 years. Yeah, we keep going, don't we?
You have to sort of look at it each day and think, this is a good day because it is only going to go downhill from now. You have to think positive, you know. And there are lots of people with much worse things as well. So
fundraising is a good thing to take your mind off it. Can I just do a shout out?
Yeah, of course, why not?
My daughter and her two friends did the London Landmarks run for Parkinson's UK on Sunday, and they've raised almost 10,000. So
brilliant.
We're really proud of them.
You guys coming to the pub?
We are.
I don't think anyone's not going, are they?
My name is Steve Hibbs. My partner, Fiona Mills, she has the Parkinson medical condition. She's 56. Well, I'm very pleased that the people that are involved in it have got the clout that basically have a platform, have a voice to lobby central government, because it's about time someone did, because they only give 5-7 million a year, and it's an absolute joke. It's so ridiculous. But it needed people like the guys that are involved in it, Rory Ketlin-Jones, Jeremy, Mark Mardell, people like that, that have got a voice and understand how to basically interact with central government. I think it's really fantastic, and I'll tell you for why, because my other half has never really met anyone else with Parkinson's, and it's a real lone battle, you know, and you really do feel like you're on your own. I've got to tell you, it's really hard work, and the fact that there's a lot of people here with the same condition who know exactly what she goes through. She had a terrible night last night, for example. To realise that there are other people there, there is some support.
I'm Anthony Lester. I live in Sussex, in a place called Seaford. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2017. I've only seen a consultant, the last time I saw a consultant was 2018. Initially I had a Parkinson's nurse, now I haven't seen anybody for a long time. And I've tried desperately hard to track one down without success. So I wrote to my MP, Maria Caulfield, and eventually I got a reply saying basically the government were ploughing in millions of pounds to create more nurses, but it was right 2030 something they hoped to have them or something. So I've ended up having to go privately to see a consultant at £485 for an hour. How is one supposed to cope with that? You know, we're supposed to see somebody at least every 6 months. Something needs to be done. And I really, really praise the Movers and Shakers. What they're doing, they've achieved more, really, than anything. You're amazing guys and lady.
Hello, I'm Helen Matthews. I'm CEO here at Cure Parkinson's. Very keen to support the Movers and Shakers with their fantastic charter. I can't believe it, 20,000 names. That is just brilliant. It's definitely the first step for change to begin, and it's about time.
And what did you make of the charter? I mean, there was a lot of debate about whether to put the Cure on there.
I was so pleased to see the Cure in there. Honestly, there is so much an urgent need now to really invest in Parkinson's research. When you look at what's happened with dementia, Parkinson's really is next. It's the fastest growing neurological condition. And, you know, I think we need to be looking at neurology as a whole, as well as Parkinson's specifically, because there's lessons and findings that we can bring from each disease area. But really, we need to invest in preventing, stopping, reversing Parkinson's, because the burden is too much for people to live with for all that time. Now is the time to change it. So, like a lot more money into Parkinson's research, please. Preferably another 50, 60, 70, 80 million would be great. That would be a nice starter. Starter for 10. I could definitely spend that on a whole raft of clinical trials that we need to get up and running rapidly. And that would also transform the way that we offer research in the UK, and would make Parkinson's behave a little bit more like cancer, perhaps, in terms of research being offered as a treatment option rather than it being an afterthought.
I'm Mick Shan. I'm here with my wife to support the Parky Charter, and also because I've heard rumours that Jeremy's buying everyone a pint over at the Red Line.
These rumours are spreading like wildfire.
Well, I'm spreading them around myself, you know.
I'm Juliet Tizard. I'm Director of External Relations at Parkinson's UK, and I'm here supporting the Parky Charter. I think the thing we found at Parkinson's UK is that getting the attention of the decision makers is really tough, and the Movers and Shakers have really successfully done that and wanted to work with us in the charities to make sure that our kind of combined power gets noticed by the people who are making decisions that affect people with Parkinson's lives, whether that's through the benefits system, research, or most importantly, the healthcare that's failing people with Parkinson's at the moment. We want to make a noise about that, and that's why we think the charter is so important.
I'm Malcolm Cooper. I come from Radlett in Hertfordshire. I've come down to support the Movers and Shakers with the charter and anything else they're doing. I think their work that they do is wonderful, and it gives a lot of information succinctly and clearly, and you can understand what they're talking about. And I wish them every success in the future.
I'm Charlie Beardall, and my wife has Parkinson's. Well, actually, and my father had Parkinson's as well. I'm here to support raising awareness for Parkinson's, and particularly to try and put pressure on the government to do more than they do at the moment. Are they just coming out now, are they? Yeah. I thought it's fantastic. 5 points to really focus people's minds on the most important things that we need to improve to support people with Parkinson's.
Mark, how was it?
It was good. I mean, whether it'll make any difference.
Of course it will make a difference, Mark.
A huge difference.
And this is just the start, I think. This is step one, but we won't shut up until we're done.
No, we won't. I mean, that's the point. It's not the end of the road, it's the beginning of the road.
Right.
So that's what worries me, that we'll hand over the charter and that people will think that's the end of it. It's not. It's the beginning of a long campaign. And who knows, it's possible. I mean, it's rumoured that this lot may not be in power for very much longer. And if that is the case, then it's obvious where we need to keep pressure up. And we will do so. We've already got...
You've got 20,000 people behind you supporting you. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it will make a difference.
It's going to make a difference anyway. You're right. You've convinced me.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Very good fun, yes. I rallied, and Jeremy and I spoke dog Latin on the doorstep of number 10. And then we were... everybody treated us very well. We were given plenty of time. We weren't rushed. The police officers there must have been to charm school. They could not have been more polite. And it was a very successful occasion. The only regret was not meeting the man himself. But he's out on the stump, isn't he? Answering questions about the marginal decrease in waiting times on the NHS.
I have enjoyed my trip behind the security cordon. I've only been to Downing Street once before, whereas people like Mark Mardell presumably lived here at one stage, more or less. But I'm disappointed that Rishi wasn't there, obviously. But I think this is all about making a song and a dance about the whole thing. In that sense, it doesn't really matter whether he was here or not. I think these demands are not unreasonable at all. Some of them don't even cost anything, net-net.
What was it like going there? Was that your first time as an activist going to Downing Street?
I didn't spend much time in Downing Street, but I have spent a fair amount of time in the Red Lion. Yeah, and if you want my honest opinion, I think it was completely underwhelming. I think there was nothing that persuaded me it had been worth the effort of getting in a taxi and coming to Downing Street.
Well, I think it is worth it because it's an incremental thing. It's about building pressure. It's about building profile. And I think just the fact we've been on a bit of the media outlets makes a difference.
I think Rishi Sunak could have made the effort to be there.
Yeah, and it would have been nice. But, I mean, did you hear the coppers say that they get... one day they had 20 petitions. They get 3 a day. So he's not going to meet everybody, is he? And then it's more important...
Which side are you on?
I'm just realistic. I don't think actually meeting the Prime Minister makes any difference. I think it's whether his private office and whether the civil servants take any notice.
I agree with you. But if he says, I want this acted upon, it is acted upon. What do you signify by not being there? He doesn't give a monkey's.
Well, he probably doesn't, but I mean, I don't think it's a symbol that nothing will happen necessarily. I mean, you know that probably this lot are going to be out of power momentarily anyway, aren't they?
I agree.
Some people have said they might as well adopt it because they're not going to have to do anything.
He could at least do that.
Do you have any faith that politics can make a difference?
I have faith that politics can make a difference, but it needs... You need it to come on a roll, really. You need to get a sense of its inevitability about it.
Maybe that's where we're going with this. Maybe.
Well, I'm in the pub across the road from Downing Street. There's a whole mob of parkies here, all these people that come to support us. We're all here. We're looking back on what really feels like it's been a fantastically successful event. We feel we've got our message across. Let's see, though, what happens next. We'll keep you in touch. Stay with us. We'll be back soon.
You've been listening to Movers and Shakers, a podcast about living with Parkinson's. The show is sponsored by Judge Nick Mostyn's Old Chambers and by the generous contributions of private donors. The show is produced by Nick Hilton for Poddo. Our theme music is by Alex Stubbs and cover artwork by Till Lucat. Please subscribe to get new episodes straight into your podcast app and do rate and review if you enjoyed the show. We have a brand new all-singing, all-dancing website with lots more information about each episode. You will find it at www.moversandshakerspodcast.com. And please email any thoughts or questions to feedback@moversandshakerspodcast.com. See you next week.